You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. 2016 started out as a wetter-than-normal year in Arizona, but we've gone a couple of months without official rainfall in Phoenix, which included February, usually one of our rainier periods. That doesn't necessarily mean the area's water supply challenges are any greater than they already were, but it's an indication the long-running drought continues. In his new documentary, Beyond the Mirage, The Future of Water in the West, Cody Sheehy explores where we are, what we know, and what technological advances could help in the coming years. The film is the product of a proposal that was unanimously selected the winner of the new Arizona Prize, Water Consciousness Challenge. Cody, what should we be focused on? Is it planning, infrastructure, technology, awareness?
Well, I think it's all of the above. The solutions to this problem, some of them are technology, some of them are infrastructure, and many of them are going to be expensive, and they have different stakeholders and different competing interests. And so that's why the water awareness part is so critical, because we need a public that has a very sophisticated knowledge about these issues so that we can have a conversation that'll help steer our decision makers in a direction that we want to go.
Now, specifically, Arizona has been given credit for being better at planning and that sort of thing, especially I think Phoenix and Tucson now recently announced a partnership, so there is optimism when it comes to that. But do you think, based on what you've seen, there's simply not enough in that sense? Like, yes, okay, there is at least thinking about planning, but the actual hardcore planning isn't quite there yet?
You know, I'm not a water expert, but I did have the opportunity to interview more than 60 people, you know, throughout the Southwest. And one thing that I took away from a lot of those interviews is there is a sense of urgency now that we need to move beyond that conversation and into really looking at how to start implementing big projects, if they need to be big projects, or these solutions, they need to be started now, because a lot of them can take, you know, decades to actually implement. And we see that with, you know, in California, for example, with the Carlsbad desalination plant. That plant took more than 12 years to permit. It's an expensive project. We have to find ways to finance that. And so a lot of these are long-term solutions. It's much more than desalination, of course. But the key thing is that we're now at the point where we need to actually start putting some of those plans or concepts into action.
What did people tell you about the drought? Because it's clear that the drought has had a huge impact, but because we don't know, based on history, whether this is a drought that may be, I don't want to say coming to an end, but maybe limited in its scope, or it may go on for another 20 years. Did that come up, and how does that affect planning?
Yeah, that was a big part of the film, really. I mean, are we at the end of a 15-year drought? Is this the 15th year? Or is this the 15th year of a 50-year drought? And it's something that we just can't predict at this point. But when you look at tree ring records and reconstructed Colorado River flows, you can see that there are very long-term droughts that have happened in the past, and there's no reason to think that it couldn't happen again. And in some cases, some scientists I talked to did start to hint a little bit that the fingerprints of a longer drought could be on this one, based on temperatures and things like that. So we do need to prepare for, you know, the worst-case scenario, of course, hoping for the best. One wet year like we had this year, and even that is not enough to really get us out of the situation. It would take several years of above-average precipitation to change the course of what's been going on in this last drought.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Joining me from southern Arizona is Cody Sheehy. He's the filmmaker behind Beyond the Mirage, The Future of Water in the West. It'll premiere in Tucson on air on Channel 6 on Friday, April the 15th, and we'll be able to see it locally here in Phoenix coming up next month. Cody, what about growth? Growth has always been so dependent in this state on the fact that we have good water sources, we have good energy sources. Is that something that came up as well, the concern about whether we can keep growing without access to water on a regular basis?
Some people look at, you know, growth curves into the future, and they wonder, you know, is it possible to grow forever? And so there is this idea that if we continue to, you know, need more and more and more water into the future, that it just does seem like there is a point where that's impossible. But, you know, most of the mainstream viewpoints that I encountered from water managers and other experts continue to operate within the paradigm that there is room to grow, that there is water available, and with increased conservation in municipal areas, especially conservation within agriculture, the ability to allocate that water efficiently, and then in some cases actually augment our supply with new sources of water, and that could be, you know, things from wastewater reuse, where we're using the water more than one time. That can increase our overall supply. That's really a good first step. There's ideas about changing how we manage our watersheds. That can actually increase the amount of water that's flowing through our rivers, which increases the available water supply. And then, of course, way out on the outside, the more expensive options down the road could be desalination of some of our deep brackish water, groundwater supplies. So we could augment our supplies. And in total, it does give us the ability to probably grow to some point into the future. But it is sort of that existential question out there of how long this can continue. And that's something that was in the back of my mind the whole time while we were working on this project.
Now, not that long ago, Governor Doug Ducey and some other water experts from Arizona went to a major water event in Israel. What can Arizona learn from Israel? Is there obvious stuff?
Yeah, we were. Our team actually went to that same event, and we saw the governor there, and were able to listen to his talks that he gave. And we had a chance to travel throughout the country of Israel and meet with some of their water experts. And it was really exciting for me to see this some of these applications, some of these solutions actually practically being used, and see how they fit together for Israel. And you know, when I started this project, I was a bit of a layperson when it came to water, and as I learned more, it seemed like the problems that faced us were just overwhelming. But the trip to Israel changed my mind in a lot of ways, and shows that it is possible to meet this challenge. What's happening in Israel probably isn't an exact blueprint for the Southwest, but on the other hand, it does show how some of these solutions can fit together, and it's important that they're done right for each local area that we're in. There's different suite of solutions for each particular location, but it is possible, and that's what I saw. I think what we need now is the political will to actually start to fund some of these projects and start to actually create those solutions and see those on the ground here.
Cody Sheehy is the filmmaker behind the new documentary Beyond the Mirage, The Future of Water in the West. It'll air in Tucson on Friday night, April the 15th, and then will air on Channel 8 in Phoenix next month.